Welcome to Zim's Beer Review, a YouTube and podcast production presented by Anchor.fm. How's it going, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Zim's Beer Review. I'm your host, Garrett Zimmer. Thanks for tuning in for another episode. Before we really get into this one, I first want to say thank you to every one of my subscribers, all of you guys out there who tune in for each episode. We recently broke 100 subscribers. I know it might not sound like a lot to you, but to me it is. I really, really appreciate everything, and I hope this channel continues to grow. So anyways, we're past that. Just wanted to say thank you. We have a really, really cool beer today that I am extremely, extremely excited to try. As you can see over my shoulder right here, we have a beer called New Fruit Bigger Box from a brewery called New World Ales. New World Ales is out of San Jose, California, and I was lucky enough to get my hands on this beer because one of my buddies who works at Melvin Brewing in Alpine/Jackson, Wyoming, if you're familiar with that, I think he actually works for Melvin, but he's somewhere in the Pacific Northwest right now. Anyways, neither here nor there. He was able to send me a care package of some beers and some stuff, and one of the beers that was included in this was New World Ales New Fruit Bigger Box. I'm going to show you this right here. It's kind of hard to see because of the green screen. New World Ales New Fruit Bigger Box. This is listed as an Imperial Sour Blonde Ale with pineapple, mango, and guava. Now let's break this down for a minute. Imperial generally means like higher alcohol content, which I think is what they're alluding to with this Imperial Sour. I've never seen an Imperial Sour before. Usually Imperial is paired with IPA. You'll have an Imperial IPA, fairly common. Never seen an Imperial Sour. I think they're using the word Imperial to indicate the higher alcohol content, as this is 8.5%. And it's an Imperial Sour Blonde Ale. So kind of a lot to digest right there. Interested to see what this is going to taste like. It says it's brewed with pineapple, mango, and guava, as I said. I'm really, really interested to give this a try. And so I'm going to pour it in a glass. We'll get a taster in there, and I'm going to show you guys a little bit of their website and some other little goodies. Couldn't find a whole lot of information about this brewery. I believe they started in 2015. I was able to track down their Facebook page, and it mentioned that they started around 2015, I think. So, excuse me. Holy, sorry about that. This is a live episode. Excuse me. Anyways, okay, we're gonna, oh, I probably should open it up first, huh? Okay, we're going to cheers to New World Ales. We're going to pour this in. Oh, wow. As I pour this out, it's very hazy in color. We're not going to get quite all of it out here, but just a little try here. Very, very hazy. This looks like pineapple juice, if I'm being completely honest. If you've ever bought just pineapple juice to drink, you know, Dole pineapple juice, whatever it is, this has that color. Smell-wise, let's give it a little nose. Pineapple. Pineapple forward. Pineapple is the first fruit listed on here. Pineapple, mango, guava. Let's see. Pineapple for sure. Takes the lead coming out of the gate here. Can't really smell the sour. Can't smell the alcohol. If you handed me this and I took a smell of it, I would have said this is just straight pineapple juice. But we're going to give it a try. Cheers, New World Ales. Whoa. Sour. If you watch the channel, you might be familiar. I'm not a huge fan of sour beers. I drink them on occasion. I usually will drink one on occasion, maybe half. Not a huge fan of the sours in general. But I will say this one, it's complex. This one, like, very, very strong on the sour. Hits you up front, but it's really well balanced with the fruits that they have in there. I'm tasting a lot of mango. I'm tasting a ton of pineapple. Not super familiar with guava. Gonna be totally honest with you. I couldn't pinpoint guava if if it was a guava beer, maybe I could be like, oh, okay, got that. But mixed in with these two very prominent flavors, not getting a whole lot of guava necessarily, but that could be me just being unfamiliar with the fruit. Pineapple takes a strong lead. Mango balances really, really well with pineapple. And it pairs well with the sour, if you know what I mean. One thing that I don't really like about sour beers is when I'm drinking a beer, I just don't want it to, you know, zing your throat. It's not, I don't love it. For the same reason that I'm not a huge fan of the barrel-aged beers. I had a beer barrel-aged in tequila barrels recently, and it didn't do it for me because it had such a strong flavor of tequila. I'm thinking, man, if I want tequila, I'll drink tequila. If I'm drinking a beer, I don't want tequila. And so generally when I'm drinking a beer, I don't want sour, but they have such strong fruit paired in this and so, so prominent that it actually works. It balances well. I could definitely drink a full can of this. And this is a pint. This is not a 12-ounce can. As far as the, As far as the blonde ale portion of this, I'm going to say the blonde ale really takes a back seat to the sour and the pineapple. The blonde ale, I think, was probably a really smart choice as the base for this beer to build from. Because if you went with like an IPA, you're going to get too much hop characteristic to really, it's going to be two competing flavors, really. It would be the hop variant and then the fruit variant, and then it would be overarching sour, and it would be kind of, it'd feel too much in a can. This being a blonde ale, the blonde ale is really like just the vessel to deliver pineapple and sour. And there's other fruit flavors in the background there, but really the blonde ale is delivering the sour and the pineapple perfectly. I think the blonde ale was probably the best choice they could have done. I think it works well for what this is. It balances really well. I am blown away at the amount of pineapple that I'm getting from this beer. Generally, if you're not familiar, generally when you have a fruit-infused beer, you will add the fruit, whether it be actual fruit, puree, or an extract of a fruit, however you might do it. Generally, it's added during the boil process, which is during the brewing process. And what that will do will give you a little bit of a fruit infusion, the flavor. That's what happens in Blue Moon with the Valencia Orange. They add it during the boil. I've made them myself. I add it during the boil. And it's a subtle orange flavor that's there, but not, boom, punch you in the face orange. Now, the other option you can do is add fruit during fermentation. And what that will do is a little bit to the flavor because the fruit has the juice, but a lot of it goes to the nose. When you add things during fermentation, if you add extra hops during fermentation, it doesn't make the beer more hoppy. It makes the scent of the beer more hoppy. So the third option you can do is to just straight add juice to your finished beer. And the amount of pineapple flavor that they managed to pack into this liquid in each drink really makes me think that they had to have added the just straight fruit juice at the end. But what makes me think that is not the case is because this is 8.5% alcohol. So how do you have such a strong beer? Because if you're going to add fruit juice at the end to get that punch, you're inherently going to water it down and make that alcohol by volume go down. So I can't imagine that that's how they did it, or else they wouldn't have ended up with an 8.5% ABV beer. So I am really interested in how they actually brewed this beer. I'm going to reach out to the brewery directly and try and find out. So anyways, on to the brewery. As I said, we're going to pull down our screen. This is New World Ales, San Jose, California. It's a fairly basic website. They are available throughout California, as you can see here. Find your closest retailer below. Here's where you can buy their beers, as we took a look at here. Pretty basic website. You can check out their beers right here. They have 6 beers, none of which are this New Fruit Bigger Box beer, because this is so new. Up here, you can see their social media stuff. If you go to their Instagram, which is right here, New World Ales, this is what I was really, really interested by. Scroll down here a little bit. Boom. New World Ales. New Fruit Bigger Box. Oh, behind my head. New Fruit Bigger Box. So if you click on this, I noticed this. This was canned. My beer, right on the side of my beer can. It says, canned on 7/22/20. Look when this was posted. 7/22/20. That means that the beer that I have, the first day they did it, it says it begins. The first day they did it, I have one of the very first run cans that they ever have put out, which is very cool. Thank you, John. Shout out to you for sending this to me. What a great beer. What a cool brewery. I love tasting these up. I don't want to call them an upstart, but a lesser known. They're a great craft brewery. But I love to be able to try their beers. Not just New World Ales, but any small, local. They happen to only be available in California. I do a ton of beers that are only available in Wyoming. I like to showcase those beers because they're only available in a localized area doesn't mean they aren't some of the best beers you'll ever have. This is by far one of the best sour beers I have ever had, and I don't love sour beers, so I got to give them props to this. I got to reach out to Mark Denari. If you are associated with New World Ales, if the brewer, owner, whatever it may be, I'm going to reach out to you, and I'm going to tell you what a great job you did with this beer. I think this is an awesome beer. I think what you're doing down there in San Jose is awesome. I want to give a big shout out to John for hooking me up with this beer to be able to spread it beyond San Jose and California. So I'm going to reach out to New World Ales. Hopefully we can do a future episode together, maybe another one of their beers, give you a little more backstory. I'm going to try and reach out to them, like I said, get their story, have them give me some of their background. Then I will do another beer review and relay it on to you guys. But anyways, thank you guys for tuning in for another episode. I want to say, please subscribe. As you can see down here at the bottom of the screen, helps me out immensely. You guys have been doing it. We just broke 100 subscribers. As I said, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I think that wraps it up pretty well for this beer. Super good. New Fruit, Bigger Box, New World Ales. As always, have a beer.